them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Five on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading 295 DC northbound as you come up toward Malcolm X. Accident activity along the right side. I'm looking at delays back at the Beltway. It's been one of those mornings, a long haul for many commuters. Talking at the water cooler, how long was your commute? Well, if you're coming in from the west, it's still about an hour from Gainesville trying to get through Manassas with the long-standing crash on the shoulder now before 29 Centerville. Now, it's been shouldered for close to an hour, but the damage done here with this crash was 66 again, Gainesville towards Centerville, and then all those feeder roads, alternate roadways, also picking a lot of the bailout traffic, such as Ballsford Road, Groveton Road, heading through the battlefield, Pageland Lane, unrelated. We have a crash coming southbound before you get to I-66, which was tying us up, Clifton Road. Here we go. This is an unusual backup, and this is due to the crash. Watch for police still at the scene, northbound on Clifton Road, north of Pope's Head Road. Maryland Beltway, the outer loop from 95 around toward River Road. A continuous backup. Very little break along the way, and that's due to the crash that was on the shoulder before River Road. It's come off of 270 out of Germantown. Solid lineup on 270 due to that crash. Heading in toward Potomac, River Road. It's come up toward Piney Meeting House Road. Bunched up, as is Piney Meeting House Road. Right in that area, crews are responding to the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A very mild morning, patchy fog and cloud around, developing sunshine through the day, 72. Overnight tonight, fog and cloud back, 59 degrees. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine, record warmth, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Dumfries, 53 in Bethesda, 54 in Washington. After the Florida school shootings, threats of gun violence in schools have flourished. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
All right, still ahead on WMAL, Larry Kudlow joining us at 8:35 this morning. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
If the mayor does come to the decision where she asks you to resign, will you?
Well, my focus is on making sure that the district has the direction that it needs. My focus is on doing the work to win back trust that I have broken in any for anyone in the district, the community, and making sure that DCPS is on the right path. And I'm committed to doing that.
That was the D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson on Fox 5 discussing why he moved his daughter to a different school within the system. To discuss that with us now is Chuck Thies, the political strategist and former Mayor Vincent Gray, his campaign manager. Chuck, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what's going on, Lo, you've got the chancellor of the schools moving his daughter to not once but twice to different schools, none of them in where she should be going, none of them in his ward. Why does he still have his job?
Well, let's be clear. He didn't just move his daughter from one school to another. He did it behind a smoke screen. He employed the services of another top-ranking Bowser administration official, and he did this only 2 months after he himself signed a new set of rules to prevent this from happening. He abused the power of his office. That's what's really at the center of this. The question as to whether or not his daughter needed to be in one school or another, that's something a family needs to address. And then there are channels, there are proper ways to have a child moved. What he did was he abused the power of his office and leaned on another public official and had them do this. To me, I don't understand why he still has his job. Shockingly, the person whose assistance he sought in this was told by the mayor to resign.
Right. That was the deputy mayor for education, Jennifer Niles, who was fired Friday or asked to resign.
That's right. So that's right, Vince. But that's really important in all of this.
Go ahead.
Why does that public official lose her job.
Right.
But the person who benefited from this scheme, the person who concocted this scheme, is still on the job.
Well, that's
it
my question. That's my question for you, in the sense that, like, what is Antoine Wilson's relationship to the mayor, Muriel Bowser, and is it so close that she's going to guarantee that he stay on in a $300,000 a year job, practically, just because she likes him? I mean, what's the deal here? Why isn't he getting canned?
Well, if you talk to some of the council members who have come out and said it's time for him to resign, one of the things they point to is poor performance or underwhelming performance. So that's a very good question. Why is the mayor willing to expend so much political capital? Because I've heard from dozens of parents who say this is intolerable and he needs to go. And that means there's thousands of people who say this is intolerable and he needs to go. Why is Mayor Bowser willing to expend so much political capital and take this hit for a guy who isn't a superstar? In fact, schools are flatlining. There's been no great improvement. No one's been looking at the schools during the first year of his tenure saying, hey, what a great job this guy's doing. It's a very good question, and it leads to speculation. One thing that people have said to me, keep in mind, the FBI is currently investigating the D.C. public school system. Well, if there's a guy who has a job that knows something and you fire him, he probably runs to the FBI and says, hey, guess what I know? That's one possibility. I'm not saying that's what's going on, but there are people who are suggesting that he's keeping his job because the FBI's investigation includes the executive office of the mayor, and he has the goods on people.
Well, all of the scandals involving D.C. public schools that we've seen develop over the last few months would lead that speculation to actually happen, because you have a situation where there's grade inflation, rampant grade inflation going on in the city, students not even showing up for class, graduating anyway, questions of how that even happened. The D.C. public schools have facing that question. And meanwhile, the guy who's in charge of running it violated rules that he set up just 2 months, 2 months prior, violating them in order to get his daughter into a preferred school. And in the end, a deputy mayor's already been canned. He hasn't. It's not a shock, Chuck, that you would ask that very question. What corruption is going on that the mayor would not fire him?
Well, and as they say, it's not the crime, it's the cover-up. And that appears to be part of what's going on here.
So, Chuck, you've worked for Vince Gray. Is he running for office or what? And is Muriel Bowser going to win this thing in a walk? Despite the fact that we're talking about these blemishes, she seems to have the popularity and not much of a threat right now.
Well, I spoke with Vince over the weekend. We discussed the ongoing scandal involving the chancellor. We talked about some other things. And one thing we didn't talk about was a potential mayoral bid. I'm not one of the people who consistently ask Vince, are you going to run, are you going to run, are you going to run? What I do is I wait for Vince to either seek my advice or tell me what he's going to do. I can tell you this with certainty. He has not yet decided. That I know for sure. I also know that the clock is ticking. Petitions to qualify for the ballot are due about 1 month from today. It takes a few weeks to get that done. Vince has always gotten into races later than most candidates. He's been very successful. He's won every election he's participated in, with the exception of one. So the timeline isn't worrisome to people who know Vince and know his style. Looking at what's going on right now with the mayor and the political toll that this is exacting on her, it certainly opens the door a little wider. But this mayor has benefited from puffball coverage. I'm not talking about WMAL, but I'm talking about, for example, the Washington Post. Yesterday, the very first cut of the story about the chancellor, the headline read, council members and political leaders call on chancellor to resign. The headline as it reads today is chancellor beats back calls for resignation, and the entire article has been changed. So Bowser benefits from a public relations machine and an important local newspaper that basically treats her with kid gloves. She's not going to be easy to beat. Think of all the other scandals. You know, it was only a few months before the rules were changed that two of her top administration officials cheated the school lottery to get their kids put into schools. That didn't have any traction. There was no public outcry. It's amazing the haze that forms around her And that these scandals don't seem to make it all the way to her. I could literally spend the next half hour of your show listing scandals and the names of whistleblowers who have been fired or forced out of their jobs under her administration. And your listeners would be like, wow, I didn't hear about that.
Well, in 30 seconds, why wouldn't then Vincent Gray take one of these scandals like the school, what's going on with the schools, and say, you know, we're going to revamp it. We're not going to have a lottery. We're going to do vouchers. That would be a huge plus for him.
I can't speak to the education policies. Vince has always put education at the forefront of his political and his governing agenda. And he can certainly bring an argument about the schools to voters and ask them to consider him. The problem for Vince running is that for 5 years, he was hammered. People pointed at him and said, he's a crook, he's a crook, he's a crook. For 5 years, voters who came to the district after 2011 just see him as a mayor who was plagued by scandal. They don't see the accomplishments of his administration. They don't see the fact that there were no government scandals during his administration. There was a scandal about his campaign. And what they don't realize is that he was vindicated.
All right, Chuck, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll be talking with you again soon. Thank you so much. It's time to check WMAL traffic and weather. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. And what's finally gone, is the crash east on 66 before you get to 29 Centerville. But since the 5 o'clock hour, it was multiple cars, lots to clean up. We are absolutely still jammed in that entire corridor, Gainesville through Manassas towards Centerville. Now we're going to start to see some of that traffic filter beyond Centerville through Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street now that you can get by. But boy, what a morning. Also, still watch. We have a Ballsford Road, 234 Sudley Road, Prince William Park, way 29 through the battlefield, all slow as a result of that long-standing crash. Now, also Clifton Road, accident activity, and a tough go at it here. Northbound north of Pope's Head Road under police direction. On River Road, watch coming in toward Potomac, have bigger delays than we normally have getting up to Piney Meeting House Road. Piney Meeting House Road onto River Road as well, slow. They're checking the signal lights there as well. 270 out of Germantown, jammed onto the spur. Crash had been near River Road. Now, with that accident on the Beltway, it also slowed the topside continuous out of College Park. So just be ready. You're not alone. We're trying to deal with this continuous heavy rush hour through there. And then Suitland Parkway jammed before 5 to get up onto 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, are you ready for this? We're going to start out with fog this morning. That'll give way to sunshine this afternoon. A high of 72 today. Tonight, mainly clear. Then we'll get patchy fog, low of 59. So tomorrow, you'll start your day just like today. Patchy fog, a partial clearing. Record high temperatures tomorrow expected with a high of 78. That will break the old record of 75 degrees set in 1953. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 54 degrees at 818 on WMAL.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Okay, let's talk about the shooting from last week, the Parkland shooting. What you have now in the press is an effort to try and get all of the survivors to be advocates for gun control, CNN, MSNBC. What they're doing is they're sort of bringing these kids on national television and then asking them, what do we do now? What should our public policy be going forward? And so far, what we've heard of is a lot of gun control advocacy out of these high schoolers. And, you know, of course, when you have a survivor of a shooting like this, especially if it's somebody who's under the age of 18, there's just no rebuttal. I mean, no one's going to make an argument like, well, you're wrong for these reasons. They're not laying them out. Well, that's what's taking place. And I want to point out for you, there's a young lady by the name of Emma Gonzalez who often gets relied on, Cut 21, to answer a lot of these questions. CNN has had her on a bunch. Here she is talking about the NRA. Listen to the nature of this conversation. I believe this is Allison Camerota asking her questions and sort of getting at, like, the NRA's influence in politics. There's a whole bunch of sort of liberal preconceived notions that animate this conversation. Listen.
I don't have to tell you guys, they give millions of dollars to politicians. They have a very powerful tool. So, I mean, how do you expect politicians who need money to keep running for office to say no to the NRA?
Because we keep telling them that if they accept this blood money, they are against the children. They are against the people who are dying. And that is, that there's no other way to put it at this point. You're either funding the killers or you are standing with the children who have no money. We don't have jobs, so we can't pay for your campaign. We would hope that you have the decent morality to support us at this point.
And not take money from people that want to keep lessening gun legislation and making it even easier for these horrifying people to get guns. Because if you can't get elected without taking money from child murderers, why are you running?
Yeah, okay. So basically, if you're with the NRA, you're with murderers. That's the position. And of course, it's going to go. There's no rebuttal. Like, who is Allison Camerota going to stand up and be like, well, no, let's go easy, kids. Like, the NRA is not out there advocating murder. Yet that's the position here. And meanwhile, you know, something interesting is going on. She gave a speech at the Emma Gonzalez, the young lady who we've heard from here on CNN. She gave a speech at the vigil, and it was a gun control speech a couple nights ago over the weekend. And during it, she cited a bunch of statistics about Florida and guns, like very specific things that you're only hearing from gun control activists and CNN. It was a series of tweets out of CNN, and she was verbatim seemingly quoting from these tweets from CNN in order to bolster her gun control argument in a speech. Now, am I saying CNN got to her and told her, hey, put these in your speech and et cetera, et cetera? No, of course not. I'm not saying that. Because I have no idea if that's true. But I do know that as these kids are sort of processing this, there are people out there who are going to try and take advantage of their grief and get in their ears. Michael Bloomberg's group, whomever, like gun control activists who want to take advantage of these kids in their grief and then use them as a pretext for gun control.
Well, she also said in here, we're just a bunch of kids. We don't have money to donate to your campaign. We don't have jobs. Yeah, just a bunch of kids who have just, we're supposed to believe that they've just miraculously organized in less than a week and there's a national walkout and all this other stuff. They do have backers. They may not personally have money, but they absolutely have backers at this point in the game that jumped on this.
Well, there's plenty of people who are looking to exploit this.
Exactly.
For their own gains.
And I feel, when I hear her speaking, I really feel badly because I do feel that she's being exploited. And that hurt. I think it hurts. I think that's really wrong. I hate to say it hurts me, but I do feel for this girl because she has no clue she's being exploited.
Well, a bunch of things to look out for this week. Wednesday, CNN hosting a town hall with shooting survivors, and they're going to try and, you know, and get them all on microphones and have this conversation. And I can guarantee you by the conclusion of it, the overwhelming take is going to be we need more gun control in the United States rather than, you know, a fighting chance for the kids who get attacked by these assailants, i.e., what some school districts have done. They've actually armed some of the teachers through extensive and rigorous training programs and posted signs at their schools saying that attackers will be met with lethal force to protect these children. Instead of that, we're going to get gun control calls. Meanwhile, the president is set to meet with some of these very students on Wednesday. He's having a listening session. So that's happening as well. And then Thursday, the president said to meet with state and local officials on school safety as well. So this is dominating the conversation this week, as it should. But, you know, keep an eye out for this. There's a lot of these survivors are being used by, I think, actors who are trying to take advantage of them politically. And that's obviously not a good thing.
Now, it's 8:23 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's now 8:25. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, heading inside the Beltway through Riverdale. Hang on, delays right now out of Greenbelt. And if you're merging off of the Beltway, the crash inside the Beltway near 410 again. So that's the BW Parkway. That's our latest hang up through there. Suitland Parkway, we've had a long haul getting to 295 at the earlier incident as you come up to the Douglas Bridge. So Suitland Parkway, your delay still before Route 5. They were almost backing up near Silver Hill Road. So get ready here as we head for just seems like a long haul here for a lot of us. Just patience for sure needed for everyone. 66th trip in from the west, still tied up out of Gainesville through Manassas towards Centerville. However, all signs of the earlier crash, which caused those big delays before you get to 29 Centerville, that's been cleared. Still the feeder roads and alternate roads bunched up through that entire area through Manassas and Centerville. Clifton Road, northbound, north of Popeshead Road for the crash. And hang on, in the George Washington Parkway, it looks like the stalled car is stalling our trip here. Northbound George Washington Parkway near the overlooks. Look for delays north of the 14th Street Bridge as a result. Hefty, boy, oh boy. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit A-Plus-HVAC.com today. And now let's check out the GarageDoorRepair.com WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If it's not today, it will likely be tomorrow that we set record warm. Today, 72. The record, 76. Some early morning fog and clouds giving way to sunshine by tomorrow up to 78. That's a record breaking the record of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Circadian Clock, Understanding How the Body Cycles, on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Free2Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7. So if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Coming up on WMAL, outrage over yoga pants and Larry Kudlow. It's 8:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. 6 out of 10 Marylanders say in a new survey that they approve or strongly approve of the job Governor Larry Hogan is doing. That 61% approval rating in a new Goucher College survey is down just 1 point from a similar poll last September. Meanwhile, Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker, who's running for the Democratic nomination for governor, is set to name his running mate today. Baker's expected to introduce former prosecutor Elizabeth Embry, who's currently head of the Criminal Division in the Maryland Attorney General's Office. Survivors of last week's Florida high school shooting will be lobbying lawmakers in Tallahassee today, and they plan to challenge lawmakers' attitudes about what weapons are legal in Florida.
Student survivors are not taking no for an answer. They are hopping on buses today at 1 p.m. They're heading to the state capitol, insisting that state lawmakers listen to their voices, and they plan to challenge any state lawmaker who believes that they might know more about gun control than a student survivor who came face to face with death.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. A youth segment of the Women's March is organizing a national student walkout for March 14th, 1 month after the Florida shootings. High school and college students around here and around the country are expected to take part, says Madison Thomas, a junior at Georgetown University.
The movement is youth-led, and we rely on some of our adult allies, but it's really a youth movement to speak out about a problem that youth are in particular facing, which is gun violence in school.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,219. The Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. Maryland ends a 7-game road losing streak with a win over Northwestern. Howard loses. NHL, the Caps beat Buffalo. They'll host Tampa Bay tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan now.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. And we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Bray & Scarf is rocking the appliance world. Because while President's Day is over, our President's Day sale is still going on. Come in today and discover the aggressive offers we've put together on all the top brand name appliances, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24 cubic foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. Or get $270 $70 off a Maytag Energy Star top load washer with a huge 5.3 cubic foot capacity, just $6.29. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance dealer in Maryland and Virginia, known for expert advice and personal attention. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time. And Bray & Scarf is the place. Visit any of Bray & Scarf's 13 locations or go to brayandscarf.com.
Imagine owing the IRS 15 grand with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced. Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still have a lot of beltway delays. Maryland, topside from College Park, essentially around a river road where we had the earlier crash, right as you would merge off the beltway and off of 270. And that was put to the shoulder some time ago, but we just haven't released all that traffic yet. Very little break, again, leaving College Park. Now for 270, also that gave us bigger delays than normal. So out of Clarksburg on to the 270 spur, and then the backups near 370 for the crash to the Wilson Bridge. We're still bunched up here back near St. Barnabas Road, so the rush hour far from over for that area. Same story coming in from the west, 66. Earlier this morning, had a multi-car crash leaving Manassas before 29 Centerville, giving us delays coming out of Gainesville. Then we had a crash in the backup. That was our latest problem here as you come out of Gainesville before Manassas. So you still see some activity and some flashing lights. Just get ready. Coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road now slows through Herndon and Reston. And no troubles to report on 395 at the Volume Landmark. Again, Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's high of 72 after morning fog and cloud giving way to sunshine will not be a record. Tonight, a very mild 59 degrees with areas of fog and cloud back by tomorrow morning. Then we'll get some partial cooling tomorrow. Record warmth expected, 78. We'll back it down with rain Thursday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 56 in Stafford, 54 in Kensington, 53 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Joining us now, Larry Kudlow, the CNBC senior contributor and also the host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you. So the president tweeting over the weekend, the U.S. economy looking very good, in my opinion, even better than anticipated. Companies are pouring back into our country, reversing the long-term trend of leaving. The unemployment numbers are looking great, and regulations and taxes have been massively cut. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Larry, start off with a softball this morning. Is that the way you perceive it as well?
He's right. That's it. He's right. No question.
All right, so things
are going. I'll say just two other things. One is, I think we're on the front end of the biggest investment boom we've had in at least 20 years. This is a CapEx, capital goods spending, which is probably the key component that we lost in the last 20 years. And, you know, if it gets back to par, if it gets back to where its trajectory is long-term before 2000, that fills in the percentage point that gets you from 2% to 3% GDP growth. I saw my friend Jason Furman making fun of the forecast. You know, the Obama people, by with their big spending stimulus package in 2009, they predicted 4% economic growth, all right, which was pretty laughable, spending multipliers and all the rest of the Keynesian toolkit. Never happened, obviously. Never happened, not even close.
Did they really predict 4%? That's amazing.
Yeah, people have forgotten that. If you just go back and take a look at past budgets, I think they expected the first 3 years or the first 4 years to be 4% growth.
Wow.
So not even close. The bigger point, besides the investment boom, by the way, which includes productivity and wage hikes, will, I think, power the GOP in the midterms. I mean, I see all these pundits talking about how the Republicans are going to get killed. Well, I don't think so. And in fact, polls, which, you know, I don't think much of most polls, but they're showing a big rise in the Republican management of the economy. It's well into the mid-50s. And, you know, at the same time, they're showing a big rise in Trump's approval rating. And the generic poll is also, I think it's 5% down. And for Republicans, that's very good. I mean, if you're down 5 or 6 points, given that these polls overweight Democrats, that's even. That's even, Stephen. So we will see. You know, I think a strong economy is the key to those elections.
Well, let me ask you, can that maintain that momentum, though? Right now, everybody's happy because they're starting to see the increase in their paychecks. Are they going to forget about that and it's just going to be used to it by the time November rolls around?
Well, you know, the great thing about increasing after-tax paychecks that it keeps on coming. I mean, it just keeps on coming. Mm-hmm. And they will remember that. And if anything, I think you're going to see a pretty good rate of job creation, maybe 175, 200,000 per month. So you got more jobs and higher wages. That's a great combination. And as I've said many times, and I guess my friends on the Democratic side don't agree, but to me, the evidence shows, or a good chunk of the evidence, the academic research, the peer-reviewed papers, they show that the biggest beneficiary of lowering business tax rates is the working force, the working folks, the wage earners. And sure, this is going to last. This thing's going to last several years, not just several months.
I want to ask you about, you know, you got the gang back together, wrote a piece with Art Laffer and Stephen Moore over the weekend. Trump needs a return to King Dollar.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen the president, speaking of the value of the dollar, I've seen the president over the course of the past year at alternating times talk about the strength of the dollar. He's talked about it. Maybe it needs to be a little bit weaker. It's maybe too strong right now. Where should it be, do you think?
Should be. It should be at a pretty high level plateau. Okay, the dollar's dropped 10% in the last year. Now, it's not the worst thing in the world because it's still way above where it was in, I guess, 2011 to 2013 or 2014. But we don't want to see the dollar fall. If the dollar falls on a continuous basis, you're going to see much, much higher inflation. You're going to see much, much higher interest rates. And you're going to see investors from around the world move their dollars out of the dollar into foreign currencies, right? You don't want to own a currency whose value is slumping. Mm-hmm. And you don't want, you know, a great country needs a steady, reliable currency. So, you know, we talked about, first of all, adjectives, sound, steady, stable, reliable. Okay, that's what King Dollar is. And if that doesn't happen, you know, I think the Fed has to take steps to retire reserves and shrink their balance sheets some more. It may be that they're too loose. I'm not sure they are, but I'm just saying lower tax rates for growth and a steady currency to curb inflation are cornerstones of this supply-side economic approach. It worked under JFK. It worked under Reagan and Clinton. By the way, Clinton had one of the best Treasury secretaries in decades, Democrat, right? Robert Rubin. Who coined the phrase, a strong dollar is in the nation's interest. And he was absolutely right, as I've told him many times. And that's exactly the posture that the Trump people should take.
Just quickly, do you think that we could see, since they're riding so high on these tax cuts, could we see any additional tax cuts maybe mid-year and in exchange for those actually cut some spending?
I doubt it.
I'm dreaming.
yeah, that's a dream. I think, you know, my friend Steve Forbes calls the big tax cut bill, which he approves of, as a down payment on future tax reform. And I like that a lot. I think if the GOP keeps both houses, that is a possibility. But they've got to also work on the budget. They've got to limit spending. And interestingly, Mick Mulvaney's OMB budget was kind of trashed by people on the left and the right. If you actually look at the numbers in there, he keeps spending at around 20% of GDP, which is very good. In fact, it slips to 19.1% of GDP in the back years. All I'm saying is if you keep spending at that area, that's fine with a growing economy. And they're trying to chase after large and small entitlements, for example. That stuff has not really been discussed. I don't know if they'll get it, all right? Perhaps they will, perhaps they won't. But it's a much tougher budget than you think.
All right, Larry Kudlow, thank you very much. As always, for more Larry, you can get him on Saturdays. WMAL carries him at 7 p.m. Larry, thank you very
much.
Appreciate it. 844 on WMAL.
Recent changes to reverse mortgages make them even more desirable. Call 202-625-1221 right now or cornerstonefirst.com.
Well, those missing teeth, they can really change your life and also your family's members' lives or a friend. They keep you from eating the food you love, affect your job, your relationships, every aspect of your life. No matter how long it's been, though, there's an answer to this. It's the Cascade Center for Dental Health's incredible staff that creates that warm, no criticism, and no judgment environment. They're stupendous. I love these guys. Every time I visit, I feel that very way. What sets them apart is their experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Your comfort is absolutely their priority. They offer full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation to that full general anesthesia that they have a board-certified anesthesiologist right there in-house. Cascades can perform that procedure for you in their office with one doctor in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and a whole lot of money. Trust me, you should see them at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. I'm doing it this very week, in fact. You owe it to yourself to see their many success stories at CascadesDental.com. And then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Get sound retirement tips on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. here on WMAL.
8:46. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're getting you there. The Pike, you know, Rockville Pike, 355. We have the crash slowing us a bit here now. Southbound, before you get to Congressional Lane, the accident's going to be past the Best Buy as you head inbound that stretch. So do watch for police to let the scene there. Now, if you're on 270 and sticking with that, Clarksburg off and on down to the Beltway and onto the spur, pretty much still a continuous backup. I'm seeing very little break. Had the earlier crash off the spur near River Road, which caused that extensive delay. And that's the same story with the top side. 95 to George Avenue, you get a little break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again near 270 toward River Road. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound, it was one car that had stalled out near the overlooks, and it is really tying up this trip, leaving the 14th Street Bridge southbound near the overlooks and down to each bridges as well, finding those delays still quite intense. Rush hour far from over there. On 66, Gainesville through to Manassas, we're still below speed from an earlier crash. It's just been cleared for a while, just so you know. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, I have some better news for you. Finally, inside the Beltway, the crash near 410 is gone, leaving Greenbelt. The pace is getting better. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, I think you want to hear this, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warmth continues to build in. Many record high temperatures over the next couple of days across the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, and even some record high low temperatures. Today's high of 72 after morning fog and cloud giving way to sunshine will not be a record. 76 will stay the record. Tonight, a very mild 59 degrees with areas of fog and cloud back by tomorrow morning. Then we'll get some partial cooling tomorrow. Record warmth expected. 78, breaking the record of 75 set in 1953. We'll back it down with rain Thursday, highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 8:48 on WMAL.
There is something very dangerous going on the New York Times. They are advocating. Oh, this is outrageous. I can't even get it out. They are advocating that women stop wearing yoga pants. Can you believe in 2018 the type of nonsense we have to deal with? Yoga pants, now under attack by the New York Times editorial pages. The headline on this piece, why yoga pants are bad for women. Bad for women. This woman by the name of Honor Jones, quite a name, She has no honor if she's advocating a loss of yoga pants in society. She says, don't get me wrong, I have yoga pants, 3 pairs. But for some reason, none of them cover my ankles, and as I said, it was 8 degrees outside, so I wore sweatpants. She said she got on the elliptical. A few women gave me funny looks. Maybe they felt sorry for me, or maybe they were concerned that my loose pants were going to get tangled in the machine's gears. Men didn't look at me at all, she writes. An important question hit me. Whatever happened to sweatpants? She's very, very concerned that women are not wearing those sweatpants. Remember the ones with the words of your college written down the side of the leg?
I got a pair of those.
Yeah. No, not enough women are wearing those, she argues. And society has gone the wrong direction.
See, sweatpants, for those of you who don't own any pair, you should get them because they hold everything in so that it, and so you look better because they're full of spandex, and then stuff doesn't move around as much as it would if you weren't wearing sweatpants. So personally, they're just like fashionable Spanx. I love them.
Yoga pants.
Yeah, I wish I could make them for my whole body.
There are very few things on which there's a Venn diagram that both men and women agree wholeheartedly. Yoga pants are one of them.
Yes.
Women, ask women why they love yoga pants. They are so comfortable. Ask men why they love yoga pants. I can't tell you. I can say they happen to agree with each other.
We love them for different reasons, very different reasons. Although, I can also, in the winter, get behind the wearing your pajamas to Walmart, you know, thing, that trend.
You.
I could.
You're
I would never
the
do
reason.
It. I would never do it. But I have those lovely fleece pants. We all know what we're talking about, ladies, those really nice fleece pants. And correct me if I'm wrong, if we could get away with wearing those in public without being horribly judged and shamed on social media, we absolutely would. Absolutely would.
David Hookstead at the Daily Caller fighting to keep yoga pants a part of society. I think we've pretty much just all entered a social contract, he writes, with the understanding that good-looking women should be able to wear yoga pants if they so desire. Of course, women are wearing these because they look sexy, and we should really be encouraging this type of activity.
No. Not different reasons. 850 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
A little bit of stress every now and then can be good for you. A lot of stress over a long period of time is definitely not. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new scientific statement from the American Heart Association finds a strong association between adverse experiences in childhood and teen years and an increased risk in cardiovascular disease in adulthood. The AHA says nearly 60% of Americans experience an adverse effect during childhood. Frankly, I suspect it's even more than that. We're talking about things like abuse, neglect, bullying, violence, divorce, death, discrimination. The author says the mechanism remains unclear, but the current evidence suggests behavioral, mental health, and biological reactions to increased stress all do appear to play a role. For example, it may drive someone to drink, smoke, or overeat, which are all risk factors for heart problems. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us, or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK, that's 888 888- Plan Rec.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, Interstate 95. Now we have the crash. Just so you know, we had a little bit of volume left over, still with the rush hour, Dale City to Woodbridge. And now, right as you get up to the Beltway, you lose two lanes in the Springfield area. Once up on the Beltway, past Little River Turnpike, slow, off and on at 66 into the Legion Bridge. On 66, delays are now okay. Right as you merge out of Gainesville, they're going to be as you approach the Manassas interchanges and up to Centerville. It's been a long go this morning. We've had a couple accidents. Currently running incident-free, fingers crossed, and through the battlefield and still the alternate roadways, Ballsford Road, and everyone trying to get to where you need to go. Bunched up 234 up to 66 as well. Clifton Road, northbound near Pope's Head Road. Crews tell me they've cleared that crash. George Washington Parkway centrally, each direction between the overlooks and the bridges. Very slow. Latest problem had been the stalled northbound near the overlooks. And on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hung up in Laurel, but inside the Beltway, the crash gone, and so are the delays. Update sponsored in part here as a service of Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If it's not today, it will likely be tomorrow that we set record warm. Today, 72, the record 76. Some early morning fog and clouds giving way to sunshine by tomorrow up to 70. That's a record breaking the record of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 56 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
It's no secret that Americans are more overweight today than ever before, putting them at risk of developing serious health conditions. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you feel trapped or unable to break the years of bad habits that have put the weight on, I'm here to tell you that EMP 180 Weight Loss is your path back to a healthy life. I understand what it's like to want to change your eating habits and get healthy again. And as someone who has successfully reached their weight loss goal with EMP 180 Weight Loss, well, I can tell you firsthand that the hardest part is simply committing to scheduling that first consultation. But once you do, and you meet the EMP 180 team, you'll see how easy the plan is to follow and how quickly the weight comes off. Take my advice. Schedule your consultation today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. They've got locations in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 or on the web at emp180weightloss.com. That's emp180weightloss.com.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon: honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, it's Wednesday. We'll be joined by Cal Thomas. High energy. Cal will be with us. More updates from South Korea with Steve Kostenbaum. And oh, look who's here. One Chris Plant.
I'm not coming to you live from South Korea, however. Good morning. Boy, nothing really has happened since we last convened on Friday other than, well, the Rod Rosenstein thing and, well, and President Trump's tweets and of course, the school shooting aftermath. And a movement is born, and the world is just mad. But we'll have fun with it in a minute.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 9. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. In about an hour and a half in Baltimore, Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker, who's running for governor, will introduce his running mate. And Baker's expected to name former prosecutor Elizabeth Embry, who is currently head of the criminal division in the Maryland Attorney General's office. Baker is running for the Democratic nomination for governor and the chance to challenge Republican incumbent Larry Hogan in November. Hogan, meanwhile, gets high marks in the latest Goucher College survey. 61% of registered voters in Maryland approve or strongly approve of the job that Hogan is doing. In the aftermath of the Florida shootings, the number of school threats has spiked, and there's one more this morning in our area. Fauquier County authorities say they're looking into a social media post this morning that contained unconfirmed threats to FHS, apparently a reference to Fauquier High School. In the wake of the Florida high school shootings, schools and colleges nationwide are planning a protest, including some around here.
It's being organized by a youth segment of the Women's March. On March 14th, students in high schools and colleges across the country will walk out of class for 17 minutes in honor of the 17 victims in Parkland, Florida. Madison Thomas is organizing a walkout at Georgetown University
to raise awareness of the issue of gun violence in schools and call on our legislators to take action on gun reform.
Among the high schools scheduled to take part, Walter Johnson in Bethesda, Yorktown and Washington Lee High Schools in Arlington. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can see the full list of schools planning walkouts at WMAL.com. There's reportedly a new line of inquiry for the Robert Mueller investigation, one that hits close to the White House.
It's not directly related to contacts with Russians, but presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner's possible dealings with foreign investors during the transition are now being looked at by special counsel Robert Mueller, CNN is reporting. At the time, Kushner's family was seeking new financing for their troubled 666 Fifth Avenue project. CNN reports Mueller is especially interested in contacts Jared Kushner had with Chinese financiers, but the Washington Post has reported Kushner's meeting with a Russian banker is also being scrutinized. Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, is cooperating with Mueller. He and Kushner hosted a lot of the meetings regarding foreign affairs during the transition. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Gas prices in the Washington area have been dropping a little, and Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says it's not just around here.
This is the second straight week that the national average has declined. In fact, 47 of the nation's 50 states saw gas prices decline versus where prices were a week ago. So it's been a fairly broad decline across much of the country.
Locally, average gas prices fell 2.5 cents a gallon in the past week, now averaging $2.75 a gallon. Baltimore had the unfortunate distinction of being the deadliest big city in America in 2017, according to USA Today. The paper cites Baltimore's highest ever per capita homicide rate last year. Official figures from the FBI come out later this year. Fergie has apologized for the controversy over her rendition of the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday. Fergie's apology comes after withering criticism of her performance on social media.
Actor Ted Lang, who played Love Boat bartender Isaac Washington, tweeted, "Fergie's national anthem ended 30 minutes ago and I still haven't recovered." Houston Texans defensive wonder J.J. Watt tweeted simply, What is this? Other tweets included a favorite of many, which reads, not sure what Fergie was going for on that national anthem performance, but if it was my friend's drunk mom acting sexy, she nailed it. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,219, the NASDAQ at 72,39. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible seven-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials, and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.